This is Doug Hastings, Vice President of Moody Radio, and we're thankful for support from our listeners and businesses like United Faith Mortgage.
Heading into spring, I've been spending a lot of time pondering, analyzing, and debating something extremely important to men, and even many women, and that's whether a new driver would improve my golf game. I would say I'm somewhere between embarrassing and appalling at golf, but man, do I love it. And all my buddies show up with these epic flash, big maverick Bertha drivers, and I can't help but feel like they've got this massive advantage on me and my persimmons. It's Ryan, and at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're proud to have a pretty special advantage ourselves, and one that can be a big deal for you. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company uses its own money and makes its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. And this advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, saving monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We're much better at mortgages than I am at golf. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
There are individuals, they just want the dirt. Listen to Proverbs 20, verse 19. Listen to what it says. He that goeth about as a gossip reveals secret. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Get that. They flatter you to get information out of you.
Welcome to Treasure Truth with Pastor and author James Ford Jr., Senior Pastor at the Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad you're with us today as we continue a message, gossip, gossip, gossip. And Pastor, as we talked about last time, you were saying you think one of, if not the biggest issues or problems in the church is gossip. And I would imagine flattery cannot be far behind that because it seems like they often go closely together.
Of course they do. Yeah, when you begin to look at... the Bible tells us that we need to be careful with our words, because when we stand at the bema seat of Christ, it says every idle word shall be brought into account. Now, the word idle literally means words that do not build up. They're vain, empty words. And so the Bible tells us in Ephesians 4, we ought to speak words that edify. The word edify, okonomos, literally means to build a house. And so it's like I can do one or two things with my words. Mm-hmm. I can build you up or I can break you down.
Yeah.
It's an either or, no gray areas. And so I ought to choose my words carefully. The old adage is true. Lord, help me be careful of the words I say today because I may have to eat them tomorrow. Well, yeah. Even if you don't have to eat them tomorrow, you have to give an account for those words at the judgment seat of Christ.
Very sobering thing. And I even think of, as a pastor, you're even held to a higher account. For those of us who, you know, are sitting in the pews, that is still a true thing for us, though. And I think that's good to be reminded of the fact that we will have to give an account for the words that we utter and the problems that that may end up causing someday. But right now, let's go ahead and continue our message, gossip, gossip, gossip. Here is Pastor Ford.
Columnist gossiper. What's that? They go around looking for dirt. Gossip, gossip, gossip. That's all. They know your business before you know it all. Not only in Hollywood, but in the church. Their goal is to get the dirt and give it out as quick as possible. I think my wife and I have been married 35 years then. We're 47 now. I think it was 35 years, so that's 12 years ago. 12 years ago, she wasn't here, and I did a message, and I was talking. I said, and I want to tell you guys something. I don't know about you, but I can't deal with another woman. The one I got is more than enough to keep me busy until Jesus called me home. I said, divorce Sister Ford? Never. I done spent too much money. I done spent too much time and energy. I got her trained exactly the way I want her. And I don't have the strength, the money, or the time to start training another woman. I go home, Brother Larry. I always give her the DVD. I say, here's the DVD. So she said, what you preach about today, preacher? I said, well, you know, I told her what I preached about. And she said, so what did you say? I said, what do you mean what I say? I mean, it's on the DVD. What?
I don't have the inclination. I ain't got the time, the money, the energy to start training another woman.
You say that? I said, who told you? Who done called you on the phone already? She said, nobody called me on the phone. And she just, you know, yeah. She walked into the house, all the rest of the, messed my Sunday up. She said, talking about he got me trained. Chew. You ain't got no, I got the lease on him. I don't know what he's talking about. He jumped when I say jump. Yeah. So I got her phone. I looked in. I saw who called. I called. I said, why you call my house? The information got home before I did. Well, that's the advantage of a cell phone. I said, okay, that's all right. I'm going to call your husband and tell him what you said about him. She said, I ain't said nothing about my husband. I said, he don't know that. He don't know that. He don't know that. But you get the idea. It got home before I did. It's like, wow, man, O'Day. And that's the way it happens. There are individuals, they just want the dirt. Listen to Proverbs 20, verse 19. Listen to what it says. He that goeth about as a gossip reveals secret. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Get that. Wait a minute. They flatter you to get information out of you. Yeah, you know. You about the only one spiritual in this ministry. You about the only one that could be depended on here. You know, I don't know why they don't just let you sing solo all the time. Yeah, they flatter you. Like I stopped going to the back. One of the reasons was because people would be lying. They'd be up here asleep. And then I go to the back, great sermon, pastor. And y'all know who I am. Y'all know me. You've been with me a long time. I can't resist it. And I say, what did you hear? Because you slept the whole time. Oh, you know, I take medication and yeah, so do I. But that's all right. There ain't a good sleep like a church sleep. Come on, anybody ever had a, come on, you know a church sleep is a good sleep now. Come on, because sometimes I know I go to sleep if I wasn't preaching. But you look at this, and what do? They play up to you to flatter you. Why? The word is raw kill. Sounds like the right word for me. Just to get dirt. Proverbs 26, 22 through 26 talks about it. They give you all the details without knowing all the facts. They speculate. Joshua 22, 10. Remember what happened there? We studied that. The danger of spreading rumors. Whenever somebody saw something and attribute a motive to a person because they saw something that resembled an altar, and it wasn't for an altar, it was an altar of witness, and they thought it was an altar of worship, and they got all of Israel ready to fight each other because of it. It happens in the church all the time. It's like the woman who said, tell me more. I can't tell you more. I already told you more than what I heard. Here it is. You heard this when I did Dangerous Spreading Rumors. Let me tell you a story about a local enterprise. There's one in every church, no matter what the size. It doesn't turn a profit or bring any revenue. It's good for one thing. That's the damage it will do. It's called the rumor mill. The people who work there are all volunteers. The only qualifications is a big mouth and two big ears. If the story's not clear, that's okay. They'll just doctor it up and send it on its way. It doesn't matter who's involved or who it's going to hurt. As long as people keep listening, they'll keep shoveling dirt at the rumor mill. Now listen, my children, to this warning I make. You got a lot to lose, and there's a lot here at stake. The Bible plainly states you're going to reap what you sow, and you'll be shown mercy by the mercy you show. So shut your mouth, ask your friends to do the same, or you'll end up a victim with no one else to blame at the rumor mill. I don't know how true it is, but I heard. Well, if you don't know how true it is, why are you spreading that? What's this I hear about? What's going on there? Something mighty strange is happening. Child, she gonna hit the roof when she hears this. Here's some things I want you to do, at least get to this part. Proverbs 29:20, here's what it says. Proverbs 29:20, seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him Somebody who's quick to talk about stuff they don't know about. Here's a rule. Always go to primary source. Always go to primary source. Yeah. Well, I'm going to check that out. Yeah, I'm going to ask so-and-so. And here's, hey, don't fall for this. Don't fall for this. Everybody. Nope. It's not everybody. No. That's a lie. It's not even most everybody. Two or three people, and now they represent everybody. Here's what I find. Stuff that goes on, a lot of times, very few people even know about what's going on. Listen, I'm going out on record again. I've been open door. I've been transparent. You want to know anything about me? Let me tell you who the best person to ask. Me. Yeah. Now I know what you're thinking. Somebody said something while he was. No. I did my crying this morning. I am sick and tired, and I'm trying to hold back. I'm sick and tired of people who are trying to do being abused. I'm sick and tired of people who just point out this was wrong with that, but never said. Thank God for a person who gives of their time, their talent, their treasure, their energy to come out and to try to do something for Jesus and his people. Where is that? How come we don't ever hear that? How come we always hear, this wasn't done right. This person is this. Okay. Amen. I've been pastor 37 years. And you know almost all my mistakes is I share them from the pulpit. I don't have it all together. That's why I have leaders who are supposed to be helping me get it together. Yeah. That's why I love people like Brother Warren, who calls me and says, all right, I got the gift of administration. Anything administration, you give it to me. Yeah. Brother Fogey, Deacon Fogey, head of Deacon Board, calls me all the time. Need anything, wants to do anything. Anything we can help you with. Brother Bernard, I can't call everybody's name. But I'm saying, they know I ain't perfect. I know they aren't perfect. And so what do I do for them? Here's what I do. I tell them, me and Pastor Green had this, we same kind of person. We people person. We ain't paper pushers. We ain't time people. And we just aren't. We just people. Right. And I said to him, if you're going to do evangelism, you got to do what I did. I got me an administrator. She's been with me 28 years. And there are things that would fall through the cracks if I did. What did you do? You went and got yourself an administrator. Didn't it up your ministry game? Didn't it make you more, you know, people think you got it together now. But he's got somebody behind him that's helping his weakness just like I do and just like everybody else needs. And that's my goal, Lord willing. Okay, so it's weak. So let's talk about the weakness. Now, what do we need to do to strengthen the weakness? Now, who has this strength? Who can come in and do this better than what is being done? All right, then, put up or shut up. Make it better. Quit talking about how bad it is. Make it better.
So how do you make it better? Well, Pastor Ford's going to give us some ideas about how to do just that in a couple moments. So stay with us. You're listening to Treasure Truth in a message called Gossip, Gossip, Gossip. Hey, can we talk? And if you've missed any part of this program or the previous day, you can always listen online by coming to treasuretruthradio.org. And while you're there, can I ask you to consider one other thing? Click on the donate button, because we're listener-supported. We depend on your giving, your generosity, to keep this program on this station each day. Your giving helps cover things like production cost and airtime and all the things that happen behind the scenes. So if you're a regular listener, would you give a gift today? Come to treasuretruthradio.org, click on the donate link. There you can give a one-time gift or an ongoing monthly gift. That's at treasuretruthradio.org and click on donate. Again, here's Pastor Ford.
And that's from the pulpit to the pew. That's it. Make it better. How are we going to get the millennials involved? Make it better. What about our young people? Make it better. Like I said, I was talking to a person last night, and they said some things. I said, that person was right. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to do some correcting, because that person was right. I didn't see that. Now, what would have happened had we had the conversation years ago? Who knows? Who knows? Here's what I like. person was man enough to come and say, hey, I got some issues with some stuff. And then I'm Bible enough to say, those issues, those are valid issues. I never thought about that. It's amazing. A man as brilliant as I am never thought about that. But I never thought about that. Gave me another perspective. Helped me out. That's what I'm talking about. He could have went and said, you know, so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. What'd you think about this? Or what you think about this? Or what you think about this? No, the brother said, hey, I'm just going to share what I think. Now, what do you think about what I think? That's how you do it. So here it is. Here's what you do. Number one, ask yourself, do I have all the facts? Number one, do I have all the facts? Proverbs 29:20. Number two, will sharing this betray a confidence? Number three, is the person with whom I'm talking part of the problem? Number four, is the person to whom I'm talking part of the solution? Number five, have I thought about it before I share it? Proverbs 15:28. Have I thought about it before I share it? Proverbs 15:28. Proverbs 8:6-9. Is it true? Number seven, is it kind? Number eight, Proverbs 15:24. Will it edify? Will it build somebody up or will it just break somebody down? Number nine, will it help bring a conflict to resolution? Number 10, has it passed through all the biblical channels for communication? Here's the big one. Number 11, 1 Peter 3:15. Will my sharing this glorify God? Now, when you begin to look at it, here's what they do. They look for the smoldering embers of controversy and pour the gasoline of gossip on it and turn it into a blazing inferno of chaos worse than what's happening in California. Let me just tell you a little bit about the next one, political gossiper. Say, what is that? We know what that is. We're living in a day when politics is nothing but an attack game. Like people, what are they doing? They're telling you information not for your betterment, but to get you on their side. Fake news. And so what happens? It is this kind of gossiper has one goal in mind. Build a following. Build a following. That's all they want to do. Build a following. So what do? They're angry. They're not pleased. They have something to gain by running you down. Nehemiah 6:1-8. They're forever pointing out your faults and they fail to realize gossip is like mud thrown on a clean wall. It may not stick, but it leaves a dirty mark. And they attribute motives to people. And I already talked about this, where usually if a person keeps giving the same motive, it's their motive, not yours or the person they're talking about. And here's how you know them. They usually do not let anything die. I don't care how long ago it was. Well, you remember 15 years ago? You remember 15 years ago? It happened 15 years ago. Get over it. And here's what they do. They usually throw up the past to stop the progress of the present. Fourth one is hitman gossiper. That's Proverbs 18:8. You look at it. Proverbs 18:8. They just assassinate the character of others. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. They take out their 357 and they say, go ahead, make my day. Proverbs 10:18. They just slander. And sometimes it's the truth. Proverbs 29:11. But they assassinate people's character. They poison people's mind about other people. I already talked about that. Then the last one is the mathematical gossip. Four areas of math. What is theirs? Division. Division. Listen, here's what we need to do. There needs to be stricter accountability on people who spread stuff. It's you and I's responsibility to hold them accountable. Now I always use my girl. And, you know, she told me once before, I guess she didn't know I was going to use it this much. Stand up, Vi. Sister Vi. Amen. That's my girl. Let me tell you why that's my girl. Go ahead. You can sit down, Ms. Vi. I preached some Wednesday messages on accountability. And one of the things I said was, what I shared with you before I got sick a couple Sundays ago, is like, would you find out about people on your own and quit letting people tell you, no matter how close they are to you, about somebody else? And so a brother came to me, said, Pastor Ford, he said, I got an op with you, brother. And I said, oh, okay, let's go to my office, man. So we went to my office. He told me what his op was. And so we got it cleared up. And I said to him, I said, man, I just want to thank you, bro. He said, why? I said, because you had an op with me and you came to me. I said, man, that's how you do it. If everybody did that, the church would be a better place. So Sunday, Vi comes to me and says, did brother so-and-so come to you? I said, yeah, but what do you know about that? She said, he came to me first. I said, he came to you first? Yeah, and he came to me first, and he talked about you. I said, what? She said, yeah, and I said, you know, anybody know Vi? You know where I'm getting ready to go? She said, you done made some mistakes. Number one, you come to me. Number two, you came to me talking about my pastor. Number three, he just got done teaching about accountability, and I'm holding you accountable. If you don't go to him before Sunday, Sunday I'm going to pastor and tell him he need to talk to you because you got an odd against him. So I went back, I said, you know what Sister Vi told me? Is that true? You know, anytime the head go down first, you know it's true. No matter what comes out of their mouth, you know it's, yeah. So you let me call you biblical, give you accolades when the accolades should have went to her. No, 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 Pastor. No, no, no. I did what was biblical because when I was confronted and held accountable, I did the biblical thing. I said, you wimp. He said, what'd you say? I said, I called you a wimp. You had me thinking that you had done the spiritual thing from the front. And here's what he told me, and I forgot to tell him this morning. I have to tell him next week. Here's what he told me. He said, you're right. He said, you know what? It shouldn't have took her to tell me that I should come to you. I read my Bible. I know that already. And I knew it when I took it to her. I just thought she'd be on my side. And that's what people do. And you know what I said to myself? I said, it's a Gomer Powell moment for him. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Now, think how well our church would work if everybody committed to do what Vi did. I just want you to think about it. Think how that would make us more united with greater harmony and greater power. Think how it would open up for people who are on the fringes who've been hurt at another church and don't want to get hurt in this one too. And so I ain't getting involved in because it's the same old mess everywhere you go. And that's true. So I need some commitments today. Here's the response. Anybody that would say, you know what? First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get those 10 principles and I'm going to apply those to my life. And the second thing is, I'm going to start holding people accountable for the garbage they're trying to put in my ear. That people will not be dogged and done in this church. That we will begin to say, okay, then what's the solution to this? Here's a problem. How do we solve it?
Some real practical insight today here on Treasure Truth with Pastor Ford. Our message is called Gossip, Gossip, Gossip. Hey, can we talk? And if you missed any part of today's program or the previous one, you can always listen online. Come to treasuretruthradio.org, and there you can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. You know, if you're listening in another part of the world, we'd love to hear from you. It's always so fascinating to discover where people are listening, why they listen, what difference it makes. In fact, we recently heard from a listener in Dominica. She says, I've been listening to Pastor Ford for the past 2 years, and I've got to tell you, his messages are deep. I've read most of the stories in the Bible, but I've never really seen the applications that Pastor Ford brings from them. I'm a believer, and I'm from the Caribbean island of Dominica in the West Indies. Presently, I'm listening to When a Marriage Has a Case of the Twos. I've been married for 6 years now, and I've never heard some of these things before about the topic of marriage. Thank you, Pastor Ford. Well, thanks, Miranda, for letting us know that you're out there, that you're listening, and what difference it's making in your walk with Christ. You know, if we've never heard from you before, you can always give some feedback by coming to our website, and clicking on the contact page of the website. Just come to treasuredtruthradio.org and again, click on contact. Well, thanks for doing that and for listening today. Also want to say thanks to our producers, Amy Rios and Ryan McConaughey. For Pastor Ford, I'm Steve Hiller. Treasured Truth is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.